Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Well, hello, successful women. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, September 5th, 2016. And as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Well, I pray that you have all had a great holiday weekend. It's Labor Day 2016. And so I want to salute all the men and women in the workforce that help make our days run smoother. Did you know, for example, that Labor Day has been celebrated since 1894? You know, I became very inquisitive about it this morning as I was looking up Labor Day, and I was like, wow, that is a long time, over 100 years of celebration. However, we have to all realize that there are so many things that are being done in the workforce that help us to just run smoother on a daily basis. Everything from something as simple as picking up our garbage to the way our water flows into our homes, customer service for various companies that we are calling and depending on. Everything that happens in our country today and the way it works and the wheels turn is all because of our workforce. So again, congratulations and thank you so much to all of the men and women that have worked hard for us all. Now, I will have a very important question for you, and that is, are you being the driver of your success vehicle? Well, I trust that you are and that you are properly planning out your success journey by focusing on your business goals for every week, and you should be doing it every Sunday evening and making the necessary changes to move towards positive results. It's doing that that's going to help you to continuously move towards having positive results as you travel during your success journey. And you're going to learn even more all about success this month because guess what? Our September theme for the month of for this month is developing a successful mindset. Have you ever asked yourself the questions, what do I need to do to be successful? How can I make more money? And you know, if you answer yes to that, then you're not by yourself because as women, we all ask ourselves those questions. You see, success is an achievement that each woman must define for herself because it is dependent on her desired outcome. But how does one begin to achieve it or to define it? Well, it all starts with the mindset. So ladies, make sure that you mark your calendar for every day during the month of September. And that is September 5th, September 12th, September 19th, and September 26th, because we are going to be addressing just that, how to develop that successful mindset. Today, I'll be sharing with you the subtopic of our theme, making the right belief choice about success. And I know that you're going to enjoy that. So make sure that you get your pen and notepad ready because boy, do I have information to share with you today. If you missed our show theme last month, Savvy Networking Woman, during the month of August, you can still listen to our recorded broadcast. Simply visit our show site, successfulwomanradio.com, and click select an episode in the right-hand column, and then just click on play, whichever one you selected. You'll be able to comfortably listen from your smart device, your iPhone, Android, or your desktop device. Also included in our lineup for today is, that's right, 5 questions to help you take control in 2016. And I'll be introducing to you our book of the month, Your Roadmap for Success by John C. Maxwell. Now, we have introduced this book before, but because of our show theme, I could think of no other book worthy of featuring this month. And so again, John C. Maxwell's book, Your Roadmap for Success, will be our book club book of the month, and I'll go over that in just a little bit. So now is such a great time to click over and share today's live broadcast with another friend, business associate, or family member. If they're working, guess what? They're off today probably, and this is a great time to introduce them to the show. And again, for those of you with pen in hand, here's the dial-in phone number, 347-637-2589. Again, the show phone number is 347-637-2589. And again, if you want to go on your social media page and just drop a link, just simply say, I am listening to Successful Woman Radio now. And here's the link, blogtalkradio.com/ Successful Woman Radio, all spelled all the way out and together. Again, that's www.radio.com/ Successful Woman Radio. And you'll be able to listen right from your broadcast page, and so will your guest. I am so excited about the theme for this month because, you know, you might have been thinking to yourself, you know, what do I need to do to improve? What do I need to do to make things happen? Or you may have already felt like, well, I'm making things happen. Well, guess what? You may have been doing some things to strive towards achieving success on particular goals, but did you know that your mindset has 100% to do with everything that you want to accomplish in your life and business? Well, we're going to get to it in just a little bit, so make sure you get that pen and notepad out. Right now, I'm going to go over the 5 take control questions. Here they are. Number one, am I clear on my business goals this week? Well, as you know, every Sunday evening, you should be asking yourself, what do I need to accomplish by Friday? And then looking at your activity calendar or your planner and making sure that all of the tasks that you have listed there are actually supporting those goals. Most business women find out that only about half of the activities that they have listed actually are supporting the goals. And sometimes it's because you haven't did number two. Have I identified the task necessary to accomplish my goals? Identifying the task of each of your goals, and notice that there is always going to be usually multiple tasks attached to one goal, right? So for each goal that you identify that you want to accomplish, you really need to make sure that you have thoroughly reviewed and thought of all of the tasks necessary to accomplish that goal. A lot of people feel that, you know, this is kind of like micro leveling everything and that it gets a little bit too confusing. But here's what's even more confusing is when you have goals that you want to meet and thinking that you can keep all of the tasks attached to those goals all organized into your mind when you have thousands of other pieces of information coming in your mind every single day. It's just not going to happen, okay? And so it's important for you to get yourself structured and organized, which is what the art of goal setting is all about. And so when you set your goals, you have to identify a task, multiple tasks necessary to accomplish them. Moving on into number three, am I being the leader of my business? This is beginning to be one of my favorite ones because leadership is one of those things that when you are the right type of leader, I'm not even going to use the phrase good leader. No, when you are the right type of leader for your business, you are going to see incredible results. But first, you have to evaluate the leadership skills and attributes that may be lacking or not there. You have to evaluate whether or not they are there. And before you can even evaluate that, you have to determine what leadership skills are needed for your particular business industry, which is so very, very important. Oftentimes, a lot of people have this tendency, right, to think that they are doing everything right and managing their business and moving it forward, when in fact they are only doing a fraction of what is going to be required of them. So you need to develop a position description for yourself as the CEO of your company, and you need to give it a description and then list out the job qualifications, which are so very, very important. Only then sometimes can you realize and have an aha moment as to the type of leadership your business really needs. Here's number four and five take control questions for 2016. Am I following through on leads, opportunities, calls, and emails? Now, these four things should be happening consistently in your business, day in, day out, right? And when they are not, when you might get only one call a month or no calls 1 month and some calls the next month, it means that your marketing strategy is not up to par. It means that you've got to go back to the drawing board, right? And you've got to figure out what it is that you need to be doing in order to start making it happen. And here's number five. In the five take control questions, am I allowing the numbers to tell me the truth? You know, keeping focused on your goals and knowing the results that you want to see is what it's all about on your journey business. And so make sure you ask yourself these five take control questions as often as you need to help you gain clarity, to have aha moments, and to keep you focused on what's priority in your business. For those of you that have just tuned in, you're listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I'm Trina Newby, your host and business success coach. Well, I want to move on and give you some of the things that are going on over at Women About Biz, because we do have some wonderful things happening, and one of the things that I want to remind all of you about is that we still have a few seats left for our special 4-week group coaching program, Implementation Mastermind. And so if you have not had the opportunity to check it out and know what it's all about, I just want to give you a little bit of insight into it. You know, if you're wanting and are ready to make more money, get clearer on your goals, become that queen of goal setting that you need to be, and take swift and immediate action on your ideas, then this is definitely the right group coaching program for you. Implementation Mastermind literally is all about me helping you to implement your desired goals and achieving your desired outcome. You know, the big thing that you have to remember about implementing is that we all want to implement, and we're all good at coming up with a lot of ideas, but when it comes to really taking the right type of action and implementing it so that you see the right type of results, I think that's where a lot of business women fall short. And so this particular group coaching is very, very important, because you, as the year ends and you go into 2017, you don't want to repeat the same habits that worked against you this year, right? And you don't want to repeat the same steps that got you nowhere or yielded little to no results. And so that's what this particular program is all about. During the Implementation Mastermind, which begins this Thursday, September 8th, at 7 p.m. Eastern in the evening, you're going to have support like you have never seen before. You have a weekly live 1.5-hour conference call. You will get 2 one-on-one 30-minute coaching sessions. You'll have access to all of the recordings. You're going to get the implementation workbook and blueprints, an e-copy of the E-Myth Revisited by Michael Gerber, and then I am personally going to help review your workflow so that you are implementing properly. So this is not coaching program where you'll just listen to presentations and then walk away saying, oh, that was good. That was nice information. No, no. You're going to actually be working on your business in real time, filling out worksheets and forms and coming up and concluding on the type of workflows that are necessary for you to start seeing some results. So I want you to check out the Implementation Mastermind beginning this Thursday. We have a few seats left. So check it out by visiting Women About Biz, that's B-I-Z as in zebra.com, and then up in the top red menu bar, click on the link coaching. And when you arrive on our coaching channel, right there in the middle column, right under the welcome to coaching, you're going to see the Implementation Mastermind graphic image and just click on continue to read, and it will provide you with all of the information you need to make the right decision in joining our special private group coaching Implementation Mastermind. And again, it begins this Thursday, September 8th, so you need to hurry and claim your seat. Also coming up at Women About Biz, of course, you know we have all types of programs and things going on. And so I want to remind you to check out our Busy Woman virtual networking. This is a wonderful way to connect and to expand your connection list and to continually build a stream of new connections if you're not having time to get out and do some live networking. Our Busy Woman's virtual networking, I do believe, is every third Tuesday of the month at 8 p.m. And our next event is being held on September 20th. And of course, it is hosted by our Moms Balance Coach at Women About Biz, Teresa Wright Johnson. And Teresa does a fantastic job of hosting the Busy Woman's virtual networking. So again, I want to encourage you to check it out. Also, don't forget to check out our Business Women's Night Out events if you're in the Metro Atlanta area. We're hosting events all over the metro area. So to visit and learn more about Busy Woman's virtual networking, I'm sorry, about our Business Women's Night Out, all you need to do is, again, go to womenaboutbiz.com, hold your mouse over events, and then select Business Women's Night Out. And up under that, you can either select the Atlanta area or the Charlotte, North Carolina area. Now, if you're interested in hosting your own networking event, no matter where you are, I want you to consider partnering with Women About Biz to learn more about how you can become a Business Women's Night Out host. All you need to do is go up under Programs in the top red menu bar at womenaboutbiz.com and select Business Women's Night Out, and then you'll learn all about how you can become a host and partner with us to start your very own networking event. It's 12:17 after the hour, and you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. I want to invite you, if you've never joined Women About Biz as a free member, if you've never even been to the website, because some people who listen to the show have not had the opportunity to visit the site, I want you to make sure that you visit us at Women About Biz, that's B-I-Z as in zebra.com, and make sure that you join our free bronze membership. That membership is going to give you the opportunity to experience our family of businesswomen firsthand. You get the opportunity to set up a profile for yourself on our private social community, and you get an opportunity to attend our Wednesday Lunch and Learn teleclasses that we hold monthly. So please make sure that you join our free bronze membership and become involved, and then you can make a decision about which membership will work best for you. Also, I want to remind you to check out our channels at womenaboutbiz.com. Our channels are basically compartmentalized know-how sources that provide you with incredible articles and how-tos on various subjects. Some of our channels include working from home. This is where you can learn about work from home opportunities, personal development, if you've been thinking about the fact that you need to improve some of your personal development skills, this is definitely the channel to go to. Savvy Networking Woman is a channel that we have for women who are looking to become masters in the game of networking. Then, of course, we have several small business channels, including Grants for Women, Ideas for Women, Business Marketing, Business Startup. We also have a Christian Business Women channel as well, and we address how to grow your business in our Grow Your Business channel, Making Money Online. And we also have a wonderful Money and Finance channel and a Mommypreneur channel. So these channels are there for you to absorb the how-to information and to get empowered on being a successful woman. So check it out. All happening at womenaboutbiz.com. It's 12:20 after the hour, and you're listening to No Other Than the Successful Woman Radio Show. And again, I'm Trina Newby, your host and your business success coach. I want to go into our book club book of the month and let you know why I chose this book. Well, the book is Your Roadmap for Success. You Can Get There From Here by John C. Maxwell. One of the best books I've ever read on leadership altogether. And I really admire and respect John Maxwell because he is all about making leaders and helping leaders to make more leaders. And as he says it, quote, "You can have followers all day long, but a leader will have followers for a lifetime," right? Followers die off and fall by the wayside. But when you create a leader, you will create a fan for a lifetime, a person who will follow you for a lifetime because of the blessings they have received in their life from you. John C. Maxwell is an internationally recognized leadership expert, speaker, and author, and who has sold over 12 million books. His organization has trained more than 1 million leaders worldwide. So I chose this book because of the topic of our theme for the month of September, which is developing a successful mindset. And I'm going to be reading for you out of this wonderful book. I'm first going to read for you from page 6, where he talks about how people have the wrong picture of success. And this is really good because it's going to lead us into our topic. He says, even if you avoid the trap of thinking that success means being like some other person, you might still have a wrong picture of success. Frankly, the majority of people misunderstand it. They wrongly equate it with achievement of some sort, with arriving at a destination or attaining a goal. But he says these often are misconceptions, right? And he goes on to talk about how some of the wealthiest men in the world who achieved by many standards success really ended up not being or experiencing a successful life. And he notes people like Charles Schwab, president of the largest independent steel company, died broke. You know, he talks about Richard Whitney, president of the New York Stock Exchange, who died after the release from Sing Sing prison. He talks about Albert Fall, who was a member of the U.S. president's cabinet, who was pardoned from prison so that he could die at home. And he talks about individuals such as Leon Frazier, president of the Bank of International Settlements, who committed suicide. Another person who committed suicide, Ivan Kruger, who was head of the world's greatest monopoly. So all of these were very, very wealthy men who in some way helped to shape our country, and yet they died unhappy. And so you need to understand, as he talks about it, is that you can't define success necessarily by just the end goal, by the fact that if I accomplish this goal, I will be successful. And so I will start on page 10 with him talking about the right picture of success. He says, so how do you get started on the success journey? What does it take to be a success? Well, two things are required: the right picture of success and the right principles for getting you there. the picture of success isn't the same for any two people because we're all created differently as unique individuals, but the process is the same for everyone. It's based on principles that do not change. After more than 25 years, he says, of knowing successful people and studying the subject, I have developed the following definition of success. He says to him, success is knowing your purpose in life, growing to reach your maximum potential, and sowing seeds that benefit others. He says, you will never exhaust your capacity to grow towards your potential or run out of opportunities to help others. He says, you can see by this definition why success is a journey rather than a destination. No matter how you live or how long you live or what you decide to do in life, you will never exhaust your capacity to grow toward your potential or run out of opportunities to help others. When you see success as a journey, you'll never have the problem of trying to arrive at an elusive final destination, and you'll never find yourself in a position where you have accomplished some final goal only to discover that you're still unfulfilled and searching for something else to do. He says another benefit of focusing on the journey of success instead of on arriving at a destination or achieving a goal is that you have the potential to become a success every single day. The very moment that you make the shift to finding your purpose, growing your potential, and helping others successful is something you are right now, not something you vaguely hope to be one day. Isn't that awesome? Absolutely. And I embrace what he is saying. And I truly, truly believe that that in and of itself is very important for us to understand that success really is a journey. So that's why during the show, when I ask you, are you the driver of your success vehicle? It's because I embrace the fact that we are continuously driving through our journey of success. And so we never arrive to a final destination because success in and of itself is a feeling. It's an experience that we want to have consistently, continually. And when we drive to certain areas of success on our journey and we experience something, we are to celebrate it and then keep driving and continue to tour our journey of success. And so I really, really admire John Maxwell, and I really get what he is saying about the journey of success and how it's never a final destination. And now, as we move into our topic for today of developing a successful mindset, making the right belief choice about success. You know, Napoleon Hill quoted one of the most profound statements I have ever heard, and it's very popular. He says, whatever the mind can conceive, the mind can achieve. Have you ever asked yourself that question? What do I need to do to be successful? How can I make more money? Well, again, if you answer yes, then you are not by yourself. You see, success is an achievement that each woman must define for herself because it is dependent on what it is that you want to experience out of life, right? And so before you can achieve success, before you can start having consistent experiences, it's going to be important for you to understand that you must have the right type of mindset for your desired success. Let's move on and talk about what is a mindset. Well, the website mindsets.com really puts it, says a mindset is our mental attitude that has taken shape based on our life experiences, our environment, our education, and the ideas and beliefs we have absorbed from those people we have interacted with most in our lives. Whether we are aware of it or not, we all keep a running account or self-talk of what is happening to us, what it means, and what we should do about it. Our mindset is that inner voice conversation taking place in our heads. And so what we need to understand is that our mindset in and of itself is formed and developed from everything that happens around us and our opinion of what happens around us from whatever it is that we are experiencing. And guess what? It embeds itself straight to our subconscious mind. And when we form that opinion, if it's very emotional, if we're serious about that opinion, no matter whether it's true or false, the subconscious mind is still going to really take in that opinion. And when that opinion forms, it forms a belief. And that is why it's so important that you make the right belief choices, right, for your success, for your mindset. You have to, first of all, know that the beliefs that have been formed within you are supporting what it is that you want as far as success is concerned. And I want to just say right here and now, a lot of the times we have limiting beliefs, right? I had limiting beliefs about weight loss. And my limiting beliefs about weight loss was that, you know, I had full-figured women in my family. You know, my mom was full-figured. You know, I'm getting older now. So as a result, I was bound to be a full-figured woman. And I'm okay with that because my mother used to teach me this principle, which I still believe is true. Look good whether you are big or small. And I believe that because whether you are overweight or underweight, it doesn't really matter. The point is that you need to always have a positive image of yourself and deal with where you are at that moment. So you look good whether you're big or small. But at the same time, it caused some limiting beliefs because I believe that I was meant to be full-figured because of my family history. Well, of course, I had to evaluate that belief because I think that belief was holding me back. Another limiting belief is that, oh my goodness, I enjoy food too much to cut out what I like. I don't want to give up that food. I don't want to give it up. And so, therefore, I doubt if I'm going to be able to lose the type of weight that I want to, maybe 5, 10, 15 pounds, but really going back down to a very slender size, I doubt it because I really like food. So again, we have to pay attention to the type of beliefs. So here's the thing. Did you know the choices you make each and every day will either take you closer or further away from your success and reaching your potential? You see, choice simply means to take control or use your power in choosing a particular direction. Choice can help you to discover your purpose in life, and it can help you to lose or gain weight. It can help you to be wealthy. It can help you to be successful. It can help you to break negative habits. Choice can help you to create and be a successful woman. Now, how do you know when you are making the right choices? Well, when a woman makes clear and direct choices, she gains control and her life begins to take shape and it takes on a whole new positive direction. So the question that I have for you is, how do you know when you are making the right choices? Do you know? Have you experienced positive results from all of the choices that you have made? Well, if you're like most women, you have experienced some positive consequences as a result of a choice, and then you've experienced negative consequences as a result of your choices. So here is kind of like a guideline on how do you know when you're making the right choices? Well, you know you're making the right choices when you have a vision of what you would like to experience in your life, business-wise, relationship-wise, physical-wise, mental and spiritual-wise. You know what you would like to be doing. You know what you want to experience, and you are clear on what brings joy to you in your life. You know that you're able to make right choices when you have created goals to support your vision, to help it to go in the right direction. And you know you are making the right choice when you surround yourself with positive thinking people that support you rather than discourage you. Also, you realize that you must ask for help from someone who has the experience to guide you in the right direction. So, and this is very important because you don't always have the ability to make the right choice without having proof and evidence and support and resources, right? So that's not all going to come from you. Sometimes it has to come from people who have been there, done that, people who know and are further along than you are. You make the right choice when you develop positive habits that will serve to support your positive choices. And you make the right choices when whatever you choose enhances your life and those around you. So a right choice is never going to take away. It is always going to add. Now, if it takes anything away, it's whatever there was negative, right? So the right choice is always supposed to add to your life. It's always supposed to enhance your life. And finally, you make the right choice when you choose to take a stand and you realize that you have the power over your life's outcome, and it all starts with the choices that you make. I want to share something that's profound, phenomenal, life-changing right now at this moment. Did you know that you can make the choice right now, be an extremely successful woman, and you could start experiencing the results from that right choice right now? You simply have to believe it. And that's where the problems are, is that oftentimes we can make a right choice, but if we don't have the right beliefs to support the right choices that we are making, we will sabotage ourselves because the limiting beliefs will every time turn those right choices into negative ones by causing us to stumble, to fall, to procrastinate, to not take action at all on those choices. So how do you know when you're making poor choices? Well, I want to give you some example of poor choices. That's the best way to kind of have an aha moment and to see, you know, that these are examples of poor choices, and then I want you to write your own examples. So here's one: choosing to eat large quantities of processed foods instead of vegetables, whole grains, and fruits, and drink more water, choosing not to drink water that often can lead to a poor choice of rapid weight gain over time, poor health, which in turn decreases your lifespan. So let me go back over that again. I kind of stumbled with that. So choosing not to drink water consistently throughout the day and eating large quantities of processed foods instead of vegetables, whole grains, and fruits can have a poor choice, which leads to rapid weight gain and over time poor health, which in turn decreases your life. I've read different variations of this, but overall I hear that for every 10 pounds that you are overweight, it can take off several years of your lifespan, which is very something that you need to understand how that can really impact you. So even though we are predisposed to certain illnesses and diseases by family history, it doesn't mean that we have to die from it. We have a choice of being healthy and living a healthy life. And so I was sharing with you earlier that I had a limiting belief about my family history and full-figured women in the family, and I was getting older, and so I was bound to gain weight and be full-figured myself. And of course, I just bought into that whole thing. And so as a result, I allowed myself to gain weight and to be that full-figured woman. And so, again, you have to be careful of beliefs that take you far away from really who you are and where you want to be. Because when you do that, it causes you to be unhappy. It causes you to be stressed. Here's another example: staying in a toxic relationship for fear of being alone or not having a support system will lead you to a life of unhappiness and will cause you to question yourself with every other relationship that comes behind it. So you have to take a stand for yourself. You have to be willing to go the road alone when, if there is not a support system there for you. You have to rely on your feelings and what you want for yourself. And if it's not to be in a toxic relationship, then get the heck out of it, right? Here's another example: Starting a business without having a clear strategy, knowing your target market, or not getting help in the areas you don't have knowledge in can be a poor choice, which leads you to not making a profit and failing in business altogether. You see, are you having an aha moment? Are you seeing how these examples of poor choices can lead you down a totally different path? What about this choice? Having a poor choice of believing that you don't have the resources to achieve your dreams and goals, so you do nothing, you procrastinate. Well, this choice can lead to an overall disappointment in yourself, cause regret, depression, and limiting beliefs. So these are, you know, choices, poor choices, examples of poor choices, and how they can really work against us. And this is something that you truly, truly need to understand, that beliefs really are at the root of our mindset, right? And this is why I wanted to talk about why you needed to have the right type of beliefs. It's very, very important. A person that I really admire, who's a personal development expert, and he has so many wonderful articles on success, manifestation, the law of attraction. His name is Steve Pavlina. I want to give Steve a shout out. And his last name is spelled P-A-V as in Victor, L-I-N-A, and you can look him up at stevepavlina.com. Steve talks a lot about changing your beliefs and what you will need to do to change your belief. He says, we all know how to make decisions within the structure of our beliefs, but sometimes we run into dead ends when trying to achieve our goals and manifest our desires. He said, perhaps we can articulate what we want, but we just can't seem to achieve it. Whether it be a particular amount of money, fulfilling a career, a relationship, he says, it's often because of limiting beliefs. He says, limiting beliefs hold us back from achieving what we want, turning our technically possible goals into effectively impossible fantasies. He says, trying to achieve a goal with a limiting belief is like climbing a mountain while carrying a 100-pound pack. You may begin enthusiastically, but soon each step will be hard and painful, and your progress will be a slow crawl. Instead of pushing yourself to climb harder, he says, a better choice would be to lighten your pack by dumping the limiting belief that's holding you back in the first place. And so I, too, believe the same thing, is that when you are needing to make the right belief choices for yourself, in order to develop a successful mindset, it is going to start with you first eliminating limiting beliefs. So the first thing you need to do right now is you need to test your belief system. And these are four questions that will help you to test that system. Number one, does your belief yield your desired result or positive experiences? If you've been year after year constantly saying, I want to accomplish this, I want to accomplish this, but you've never did it, and here you are staring at the same point again this year, then it's a big resounding no. Your beliefs apparently need to be revised. Did you make a choice to embrace your belief, or was it taught to you, right? Did an experience or your environment impact your belief of how you are believing? And is your belief factual? Can it be proven to be true or false? These four questions are going to help you, again, to test your belief. Let me read them one more time. Does your belief yield your desired result or positive experience? Did you make a choice to embrace your belief, or was it taught to you? Did an experience or your environment impact your belief? Is your belief factual? Can it be proven to be true or false? You see, if you ask yourself these four questions when you're looking at testing your beliefs to determine if they're actually supporting what it is that you desire to be successful in or not, it's going to give you some real wake-up calls, right? You've got to release, ladies, and I mean release the limit of your belief systems. So I want to encourage you to evaluate your current beliefs and address those beliefs that might be limiting your success. You need to create new beliefs and base new beliefs off of positive experience, off of what's true, off of positive people, places, and things. It's so important to determine your beliefs to be correct for you and for your experience. Okay? The next thing I want to quickly share with you is about subconscious acceptance, because all beliefs and thoughts about success are formed in the mind, in the subconscious mind. Remember, your subconscious mind stores all of your thoughts, emotions, and beliefs, whether they are true or false. So when you consciously think of a goal or something you desire to accomplish, it will and can bring up the false thoughts or bring back the emotional feeling of an experience that reinforced a false belief that you may have originally had. And that's a lot of words, but it's so true. So when you're talking about changing your belief system, it is all about not only changing what you think about that belief, but some things have to occur in order for that new belief to be reinforced. And what has to happen to get the subconscious mind to accept the new belief, you must practice the new belief. You must become the new belief. You must live the new belief so your subconscious mind will accept it as your truth. And this has to be done day in and day out. Sometimes you can accept a new belief because when you evaluate old beliefs and what you thought about money, what you thought about success, what you thought about what you could and could not do, sometimes you laugh at yourself and you say, I can't believe I believed that. And you're ready immediately to embrace and accept a new belief, right? And then sometimes it's going to take a little bit longer because perhaps these are beliefs that your parents instilled in you that were not necessarily correct beliefs. So you have to evaluate each belief that you feel could be limiting or holding you back, not yielding those positive results, and then you must begin to replace them with new positive reinforcing beliefs that you practice consistently and repeatedly every single day. Okay. So for example, here's an example of a belief that is unlimited and that will positively reinforce you every single time, which is, I believe that I was born to be successful and wealthy. I believe that money is an exchange for information and products, and therefore I am intelligent enough to create those informational products or those products that people can use and people need. And as a result, money will flow and yield my way. I believe that I am in control of my destiny. I am in control of my beliefs, my success path, and therefore I get to design it. If you truly believe that, then you start practicing that belief by not allowing anything to hold you back. Because trust me, you wouldn't believe it, but you really do and really can have limiting beliefs that hold you back every second of the day. And so we have to get rid of them, because there is more negative things on television, on radio, and where we hear, there are more negative things than we think that are embedded in our subconscious mind that we are not even privy or aware of on a conscious level. So you have to understand that you have to start paying closer attention to why you are not achieving your goals, why you're not as successful, because each of us have our own success DNA. So there has to be a reason why you're not achieving your six-figure income, or why you're not achieving your seven-figure income, or why you're not more successful, or why you are not feeling more joyful and happy on a daily basis, or why it is that you have ups and downs, or that you're stressed or depressed often. There's reasons for it, and a lot of it, I would say most of it, has to do with the beliefs that you have embraced, the beliefs that you have adopted. And so, again, I want to just leave you today with understanding as we go over this powerful theme all this month, developing a successful mindset, and as we talked about today, making the right belief choice, is that you need to understand and walk away from this show today knowing that you have a key to being more successful, which is to embrace new beliefs to support what it is that you want out of life. And you're going to embrace those new beliefs by changing the way you think, by creating new beliefs, by changing what you put into your subconscious mind, and by consistently and repeatedly living out and practicing your new beliefs. I want to leave you with this quote: take off your shoes of fear, put on your shoes of courage, and walk. Walk, my sisters, walk to your success. Walk beyond your comfort zone. This is Trina Newby, and I hope that you have enjoyed today's show on developing a successful mindset. Make sure you stay tuned every Monday this month as we bring to you tips, tools, and know-how on being successful. Take care, everybody. Have a wonderful and an empowering Labor Day. Bye-bye.